Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Joe Biden is reacting to last night's primetime House Select Committee hearing on the riot at the U.S. Capitol last year.
It's important to the American people understand what truly happened and to understand that the same forces that led January 6th remain at work today. It's about our democracy itself.
NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving reports on what last night's hearing signals about the evidence the panel's expected to present next Monday and its subsequent hearings.
We heard really the beginning of what the committee is going to lay out in the days ahead. They touched on briefly the inside element of what was going on within groups like the Oath Keepers, and these are people who had come to Washington very deliberately to make a forceful attempt to stop the election from being certified.
NPR's Ron Elving reporting. Eva Mireles is being laid to rest in Texas today. She's 44 years old. She was one of two teachers killed in the Uvalde mass shooting. Texas Public Radio's Marian Navarro has more.
An educator for 17 years, Mireles is survived by her daughter and husband, who was a Uvalde CISD police officer. She was reportedly on the phone with her husband shortly before her death. Mireles was among the 21 victims who was killed when an 18-year-old gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary School last month. She loved CrossFit, and the Eva Strong Hero Workout of the Day will be organized at a local gym in Uvalde on June 18th. I'm Maria Navarro in San Antonio.
Moderna's pediatric COVID-19 vaccines appear to be safe and effective for children as young as 6 months of age. That was the first assessment from the Food and Drug Administration scientists of what could be the first vaccines for babies, toddlers, and other very young children. NPR's Rob Stein has details.
The FDA scientists say Moderna's versions of the company's vaccines designed for children and adolescents appear to be safe and effective, including for children as young as 6 months old. In the agency's first public assessment of the vaccines, the FDA scientists say two shots a month apart stimulate the immune system enough to protect against COVID-19 and don't appear to raise any new safety concerns. The FDA's assessment was released in preparation for 2 days of meetings of the agency's independent advisors next Tuesday and Wednesday. If the advisors recommend the vaccines, it would set the stage for children younger than age 5 to become eligible for vaccination for the first time. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 682 points, more than 2%, at 31,591. The Nasdaq has fallen nearly 3%. This is NPR. The Biden administration plans to drop the requirement for travelers arriving in the United States by air to test negative first for COVID-19 before they depart for the United States. And that change takes effect on Sunday. A senior administration official telling NPR the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had determined the requirement was no longer necessary. It will reassess the decision in 90 days, though, and it could reinstate it if there are new COVID variant of concern. Finland is sending more weapons to Ukraine. Terry Schultz reports the Nordic country has also decided to build fences on its border with Russia as tensions with Moscow rise.
The Finnish president has approved a government proposal to provide more defensive arms to Ukraine, a request Kyiv has repeatedly made to European Union and NATO countries. Finnish Defense Minister Antti Kaikkonen announced the new assistance, saying his country will not forget Ukraine and the Ukrainians and will continue to help. The Kremlin has threatened countries providing weapons to Ukraine and has targeted Finland additionally in recent months for its decision to request membership in NATO. Now the Finnish government says it plans to build fences for the first time along its 800-mile border with Russia to deter potential hybrid attacks, such as happened last year with migrants being funneled through Belarus into the Baltic states and Poland. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Human Rights Watch reports Taliban forces in northern Afghanistan have detained and tortured residents suspected of ties with a rival group of armed Islamist extremists. Today, the New York-based group warned of war crimes such as disappearances of captured fighters and other detainees and summary executions. This is NPR.